Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're just not very good. The organization, the fans, they've seen greatness. So, you know, anything other than that is below the standard. So I do know we got guys that want to compete, that want to get the job done. I feel like we are close.
It's Marlon Humphrey. Let's not forget a comment he made back, training camp? About the Ravens defense. No one fears us
right
anymore. That was kind of the mantra for the Ravens going back to basically 98, 99 when they really started to develop it too. One of the great defenses in the history of the National Football League. And it has carried over for the most part into the new millennium here. And Kyle Hamilton kind of pushed back at that notion. Roquan, I think, sort of agreed with Marlon. Like, hey, we need to kind of get back to that bully mentality. Remember the Giants Super Bowl, the cover the next day or that week? Baltimore bullies, after they dominated the Giants, didn't give up an offensive touchdown in that game. But Marlon Humphrey might have been on to something. 2 years ago, they were, I don't want to say a feared defense, Vinny. Good defense. Really good defense for the point where their defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald, got a head coaching job.
And then three of the other dudes got coordinator jobs.
Yeah, so there was, there's something going on here. Last year, slow start. And then stabilized, definitely post-bye, where they were one of the best run defenses in the NFL.
Yep.
The past events got itself into a respectable position. Now we get into where we are today, which is a Tuesday, and the Ravens are 1-2 and last pretty much in a lot of offensive or defensive categories. Our number one concern going into the year, and I think we all kind of unanimously agreed here on the show, and a lot of listeners agreed as well, pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a great analogy before the show started. It's like Elias with the Orioles rotation. They just didn't sign like some guy from Japan and some dude that's like in his 40s. But it kind of the results are the same. And the Ravens, I guess, status quoted up. They did draft Mike Green, which was supposed to be somewhat of a steal in the second round. Still waiting for that. David Ajabo, who was active last night, has been someone who's been unproductive, quite frankly.
Six snaps.
Adafe Owe, who had double-digit sacks last year, not seeing that. Kyle Van Noy is hurt. It was just, did they really address it to the point they needed to? Well, here we are, three games into the season, they have three sacks. And Madubuike Nnamdi's got two of them, and he might be out for an extended period of time with his neck. So the number one concern that we had with the Ravens was like the Orioles, starting pitching. It sucked. They got buried, could never dig out of the hole. Ravens, defensively, lack of pass rush, and they're not exactly forcing a ton of turnovers either.
Nope.
Two major concerns are very much real at this time.
Oh, they Bob, and I said in the bullpen when we were there, you know, listening to Harp's talk, you know,
They got a lot of, you know, we got things we got to fix. They got a lot of things to fix. You know, I mean, and you mentioned it, Bob. I mean, they're ranked 32nd in total defense. 32nd. That's last.
How many teams were in the NFL?
32.
There you go.
Pass defense, 31st. Rush defense, 30th. When in the hell have the Ravens ever been 30th? And last year, the defense sucked at the beginning, but they still could stop the run. This year, they can't even stop the run. And the points allowed, they're second to last, 31st. You know, so pass attempts, people are throwing the hell out of the ball. They're second to last. And the worst problem is they're running it. They're ranked 29th rush attempts. People are running the hell out of the ball, too. So, I mean, it's unbelievable. I thought the defensive front, defensive line, they sucked. They were horrible last night. They didn't get off blocks. They were catching. And I felt sorry for the poor linebackers because the guards and centers were coming right up in their face because D linemen were turning their shoulders, getting turned up, run right at them. I mean, that's the most embarrassing thing in the world is when you can just say, hey, you know what? Screw you. We're just going to run right at you. And we're gonna, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
And Bob, they rushed. Now, the first half, Detroit rushed 21 times for 57 yards, average 2.7. The second half, Detroit rushed it 17 times for 167 yards, average 9.8 per carry. I mean, that was awful. I mean, you're sitting there watching the game, and you know the offense. All right, they get it back. You know, we have the lead. It's like, you know, they go 98. Or, you know, we get the punt on the 1 yard line. Yeah, we hold them here. We get good field position. Yeah, okay, 10, 11 minutes later, yeah. You know, I'm like, Jesus, this happened all day. Could never stop them. Travis Jones, we talked about Travis Jones. You want to make some money? Play big on Monday night. He played like crap on Monday. He sucked. Yeah. And he even said it after he was bad. He was horrible. You know, Jenkins did a good job of, you know, stuffing up the run. Washington sucked. Pass rush, horrendous. There was nothing there. I mean, they can't bring four. You bring four, he got all day to throw. You know, and then they're going to find somebody to get open. You know, I mean, the secondary, they were doing a decent, but you can't hold it forever. You know, I mean, it was they're in a bad spot right now. I mean, Bob, last year, after five games, after, you know, kind of something similar, in comes Dean Pease. What the hell, Chuck Pagano, let's get it going a little bit. We're last in defense. That's why you're here, to kind of replace Dean Pease. So defense is in a rough spot right now because they're horrible. You know, and then offensively, Bob, I mean, seven sacks. And I, you know what, watching the film and stuff this morning, a lot of it was the receivers. They weren't getting open. Like Zay. Zay was like had no target. He was never open. Never. Andrews was a dude who was open all the time. Andrews and Bateman, and we kind of said those would probably be the two guys because they were going to try to take Zay. Now, the offensive line, run blocking, pitiful. Do not knock anybody off the ball at all. Down on the goal line, we bring in Nope Boom and Cleveland. And they're getting their ass knocked in the backfield. Nope, boom, gets knocked 3 yards back. Otherwise, they do get a touchdown. But we thought, who's going to be the tougher team? Oh, Detroit kicked the crap out of them. Physically?
Mismatch.
Yeah. Intensity-wise? Yeah, Detroit. I mean, come on. I mean, you figure the Ravens, and you know, they make this big thing about the blackout and blah, 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 and all this. And they didn't show.
Ravens, they lose 38-30 if you fell asleep. And Ravens got a window dressing TD to make it look more respectable score-wise. But in the second half, as Vinny said, it was all about Detroit. Derrick Henry fumbled again. That's three straight games that he has fumbled. He has lost two of them. Both times led to points from the opposing team. The Buffalo fumble was a game changer because that should have been puppy pants Ravens kneeling on the ball at the end of the game. They wind up losing at the buzzer. And then last night, after they got a rare stop in the second half, he fumbles, they kick a field goal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, and it just... I don't know, Bob, you know, like if you're Harb, I mean, even like offensively, you're ranked 14th, 330 yards a game. Last year, you know what we finished the season at last year? 429, number one. Now passing, they're 14th. Rushing, we the Ravens were like 15 yards ahead of everybody in rushing. Now they're 12th. The only thing they're good at right now is touchdown passes and points because they lead the league in both and no interception. I mean, Lamar's got 9 touchdowns, no picks.
And 148 quarterback rating.
Yeah. But if it wasn't for Lamar Jackson, that was a blowout.
Yeah. But that Cooper Rush behind center, with all due respect to him, of course, that would have been an ugly outcome on Monday Night TV national television. By the way, the Lions, the last 2 weeks, they've scored 90 points.
Yeah,
52 against the Bears, and that 38 last night against the Ravens. But the 224 on the ground, and most of it in the second half, that is unacceptable. Four rushing TDs? David Montgomery looked like Earl Campbell last night.
Yes, he did.
Running up and down the field against the Ravens, and they broke out the bag of tricks offensively. Detroit did. Jared Goff was calm, cool, collected in the pocket and made some big plays. So the Ravens, now they go to Kansas City Sunday afternoon late. 425. Both teams 1-2. Loser of this game is going to be 1-3.
Yep.
Through the first 4 weeks of the season, and not exactly where neither expected to be. Certainly not the Ravens. Now, I don't want to insult the intelligence of the audience, but through 3 games last year, Ravens were 1-2. But it felt different because they lost the first 2, then won, started stacks and dubs and all of that good stuff. This team, 2 primetime games. Remember how great they were on primetime? They've lost them both. Should have won the first one. Lucky they were within sniffing distance in the fourth quarter of last night's game. So we'll come back, get out to the phone. Nolan, you want to make any comments here before we go to the break? And we'll get to Nolan because he's got a lot to say. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles, final series of the home calendar year 25 starts tonight. We'll get into all of that good stuff. Maryland, bowl projections. We'll talk about that during the whip and everything else going on in the world. And believe it or not, there's preseason hockey on television
tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's bad. Bad. Because that means it's almost October.
Yeah.
My neighbor down the street's already got his house decorated for Halloween. I'm like, man, pump the brakes. We'll be back. Take your phone calls here. Raven, it's not a victory Tuesday. It's a what the hell Tuesday here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.